This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel pounded the Gaza Strip from north to south Saturday in an extended phase of its two-month-old war against Hamas after the U.S. wielded its U.N. Security Council veto to shield its ally from a global demand for a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
There were more Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday after the United States vetoed an immediate humanitarian ceasefire at the U.N. Security Council on Friday. 13 of the Security Council's 15 members voted for the resolution. Britain abstained. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN envoy, said they reject the result.
Ceasefire. Ceasefire. Save lives.
Since the truce collapsed last week, Israel has expanded its ground campaign into the southern half of the Gaza Strip, storming the main southern city of Khan Yunis. The already overwhelmed Nasser Hospital in the city has seen the dead and the wounded through the night on Friday. Residents of the city said on Saturday that Israeli forces were ordering people out of another district, suggesting a further assault could be imminent.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. An official with the UN World Food Program told Reuters Saturday a new process for inspecting aid for Gaza at the Kerem Shalom crossing is being tested, but efforts to get permission for trucks to enter through the crossing and ramp up relief are still ongoing. Under the new system, trucks would come to Kerem Shalom crossing on the border between Israel, Gaza, and Egypt for the first time from Jordan before entering Gaza from Rafah, about 3 kilometers away. But UN Food Program Deputy Director Carl Scow said the trucks would need to be allowed to enter Gaza directly through the Kerem Shalom to alleviate an increasingly desperate situation in the coastal enclave. Israel so far has rebuffed pleas from the UN and others to open the Kerem Shalom entry, the main cross passage into Gaza prior to the conflict, but both signaled Thursday that the crossing would soon